Balzer and Bray, Harper Teen, and Harper Audio present What If It's Us? By Becky Albertalli and Adam Silvera. Performed by Noah Galvin and Froy Gutierrez. For Brooks Sherman, an agent of the universe who brought us together, and Andrew Iliopoulos and Donna Bray, who made our universe bigger. Part 1. What If? Chapter 1. Arthur. Monday, July 9th. I am not a New Yorker, and I want to go home. There are so many unspoken rules when you live here, like the way you're never supposed to stop in the middle of the sidewalk, or stare dreamily up at tall buildings, or pause to read graffiti. No giant folding maps, no fanny packs, no eye contact. No humming songs from Dear Evan Hansen in public, and you're definitely not supposed to take selfies at street corners, even if there's a hot dog stand and a whole line of yellow taxis in the background, which is eerily how you always pictured New York. You're allowed to silently appreciate it, but you have to be cool. From what I can tell, that's the whole point of New York, being cool. I'm not cool. Take this morning. I made the mistake of glancing up at the sky just for a moment, and now I can't unstick my eyes. Looking up from this angle, it's like the world's tipping inward, dizzyingly tall buildings in a bright fireball sun. It's beautiful. I'll give New York credit for that. It's beautiful and surreal and absolutely nothing like Georgia. I tilt my phone to snap a picture. Not an Instagram story. No filters. Nothing drawn out. One tiny, quick picture. Instantaneous pedestrian rage. Jesus, come on! Move! Fucking tourists! Literally, I take a 2-second photograph and now I'm obstruction personified. I'm responsible for every subway delay, every road closure, the very phenomenon of wind resistance. Fucking tourists. I'm not even a tourist. I somewhat live here, at least for the summer. It's not like I'm taking a joyful sightseeing stroll at noon on a Monday. I'm at work. I mean, I'm on a Starbucks run, but it counts. And maybe I'm taking the long way. Maybe I need a few extra minutes away from Mom's office. Normally, being an intern is more boring than terrible, but today's uniquely shitty. You know that kind of day where the printer runs out of paper, and there's none in the supply room, so you try to steal some from the copier, but you can't get the drawer open, and then you push some wrong button and the copier starts beeping, and you're standing there thinking that whoever invented copy machines is this close to getting their ass kicked? By you? By a 5'6" Jewish kid with ADHD and the rage of a tornado? That kind of day? Yeah. And all I want to do is vent to Ethan and Jesse, but I still haven't figured out how to text while walking. I step off the sidewalk near the entrance to a post office, and wow, they don't make post offices like this in Milton, Georgia. It's got a white stone exterior with pillars and brass accents, and it's so painfully classy, I almost feel underdressed, and I'm wearing a tie. I text the sunny street picture to Ethan and Jesse. Rough day at the office. Jesse writes back immediately. I hate you, and I want to be you. Here's the thing. Jesse and Ethan have been my best friends since the dawn of time, and I've always been real Arthur with them. Lonely, messy Arthur, as opposed to upbeat Instagram Arthur. But for some reason, I need them to think my New York life is awesome. I just do. So I've been sending them upbeat Instagram Arthur texts for weeks. I don't know if I'm really selling it, though. Also, I miss you, Jesse writes, throwing down a whole line of kissy emojis. She's like my bubby in a 16-year-old body. She'd text a lipstick smudge onto my cheek if she could. The weird thing is that we've never had one of those ooey-gooey-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?